Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
And special guest Joe Ferreira.
Oh, that's so awesome, radio announcer dude. Hey, welcome back to Tiny Shutter. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And he is...
Joseph Ferreira.
All right. So we're back, folks. We had a spectacularly awesome weekend, and we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of all of it. But first, we are going to hit into some serious, significantly awesome, potentially damaging, scary, sad iPhone 5 news, as well as other iPhone photography news. So here we go.
Did Android win?
No.
Say it ain't so.
No. It's not. And as par for the course, I'd like to start off by saying, bear with my lack of preparedness.
just for the recording listeners, we are kind of doing a two-part episode with the Lenswipe Photography Podcast. We are still currently recording. It's going to be a crossover, if you will. So if anybody is interested in hearing the beginning part of that show, head over to lenswipe.net or just find Lenswipe on iTunes, Stitcher, or any iPod-related thing near you.
Awesome. So let's start off the day by thanking one of our new Facebook friends, Gary Alberts. He is GreenRooster50 on Instagram, and just wanted us to know he was a new listener. He's loving the show, and he wants us to keep up the great work that we all know that we are in fact doing. Right?
Hooray!
Hooray! So,
Welcome, Gary.
Let me break into iPhone news, and we are going to, iPhone photography news, and we are going to start with something that I don't believe we touched on last week, and it is a iOS 6 issue with 645 Pro that may or may not have gotten dealt with at this point in a upgrade. But iOS 6 has offered you the opportunity to attach images from the email platform. So what you can do is... rather than having to go from the photo platform and choose the share option and go into the email, you can now, from the email platform, do like as if you could on your desktop, just attach a picture. The problem is, from 645 Pro, you can also save compressed TIFFs, and these TIFFs are being compressed slashed altered in the iOS 6 process, and kind of did we talk about this? Now that I think about it, Matt, we talked about this last week, didn't we?
We mentioned it briefly, but we never mentioned anything about the fix. We mentioned this a little while ago.
No, damn it, I'm so off base. This sucks. We haven't talked about the Jimi Hendrix news, though, have we?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, let's move on to Jimi Hendrix news. Could we? I'm so unprepared for this episode.
That's okay. I wasn't even here for the last episode.
All the diehard fans will bear with me when I tell you that I am completely sorry for being unprepared, but I am going to move into Jimi Hendrix news. And in Jimi Hendrix news, we have the Purple Haze issue with the iPhone 5 camera. It's believed to be a byproduct of the... What kind of lens is it, Mark?
Sapphire
thing. Crystal.
There you go.
When you point the lens in a particular direction just right to any bright source, not just the sun, but any bright light source, you will get a purple haloing effect slash blurring slash scuzzum-a-fluffin purple thing going on with your pictures. And so that kind of sucks, right? But so one knowledgeable, caring iPhone user sent a email to Tim Cook and got the response of, hey,
you're taking the photo wrong.
I just brought this up to our engineers and they said, it's normal. You're holding the phone wrong. Try aiming it away from the light.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Apple.
Yeah. So, for those of you who may or may not be in the focus group right now, we have a very, very special guest in the focus group who is going to be directly affected by my next news source. If I can find news story, if I can find it before I blow a top. Right here. Here it is. Oh, damn it. We talked about this one, too. God. Totally screwed right now. Damn it. We need to set the management page straight, because I'm sitting here reading the management page going, oh, this is going to totally relate to everything I want to talk about. Scuffgate. We talked about Scuffgate last week, and about the fact that the aluminum edging on the black iPhone is really susceptible to nicks and scuffs, and mine came direct from the factory with a little scudge that reveals the silver, and since we talked about this last week, I now have some new, just basically wear marks. It's very similar to the brassing that you get when you screw a lens on a DSLR, and you, over the time, you start to get that kind of orange brassing around your rings. It's just use and whatnot, and I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me. But if you're a particular bride in Connecticut and your photographer takes your iPhone and throws it off of a $40,000 car, bounces it off of a piece of pavement, and then kicks it once or twice, you might be kind of pissed that you have a bunch of scuffs on your iPhone.
And dude, I thought you just dropped it.
it's actually not as durable as the iPhone 4 was for me anyway. So but anyway, that's the bad news. The good news is that there's another little. Well, this is actually not good news. I don't know why I preluded it with that. But I bought three iPhone 5s on launch day, and all three of them, no lie, all three of them have this same exact issue. If you tap on the bottom left hand side near the home button, you can hear a rattling, and it's like as if the casing is loose. It's just this kind of like weird, light, hollow, rattling kind of crap that's going on. And it's not me. It's not just that I'm an idiot. It's that there's something screwed up. This is something that's on the list of iPhone 5 woes that's going around.
I read that it's actually the from the Android lawsuits, when Android lost, it's actually their souls trapped inside trying to escape.
Suck it, Android.
So, anyway.
I might be wrong.
The witch doctor's got a hold of it.
That is my, let's just bring the train wreck that is my newscast today to a close.
Well, let me just add, I would like to thank everybody on the Tiny Shutter Facebook page who offered me congratulations for my newborn baby boy.
I'm so totally sorry I couldn't come up with the kid's name in the middle of the show last week.
That's okay. His name is Jeremy.
I'm like, damn it. Again, with the lack of preparation. Damn it.
Well, in all fairness, we had just had the baby. So.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking up for me.
I didn't even know that it had a name at all.
I did know that it was human, but...
There you go. Well, he is Polish.
I saw a picture of it.
Yes. We can say him now. We can say him. I named my my boy Jeremy after
Pearl Jam?
No. I named him after the character in Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, the boyfriend of what's her name?
Candace.
Yeah. All right,
it was
so
funny because, hey, I'm going to say the story. I'm proud of my boy.
Go ahead, do it.
when we were coming up with names, my wife is rattling off these names from the baby book, and I'm like, no. And so finally, I'm just joking around. I'm like, how about Phineas? She's like, no.
Oh.
Like, how about Ferb? She's like, no. I'm like, another name. I need another. Jeremy? She's like, I kind of like Jeremy. Like, all right, yeah, we'll go with Jeremy. So there you go. That's how it was. I named it after a cartoon character.
Awesome.
My mom and dad are proud of me.
I'm glad. So let's move into Mark and I, and well, technically Matt too. It's a big super secret project for all of us. You might have mentioned, I mean, you might remember about 6 weeks ago we mentioned that we were going to be on a super secret project later in September, and that has happened. And Mark, tell them what we did.
We photographed. I wish I had drum roll here. There you go. We photographed an entire wedding, not only with an iPhone, but with the Hipstamatic app.
Woo-hoo. Do you know how much pressure was put on me to give up this secret over the last month or so?
I forgot about it.
Were you waterboarded?
Multiple times.
A while back, I believe I picked up on it on Petapixel, but it might have been through one of our Google alerts or whatnot. Picked up on a bride who had requested a couple photographers to document her wedding.
I think she only wanted one.
Actually,
potentially gave her three, but only. All
right, let me do this. Let me just do this. Reposting this ad because computer crashed and lost emails. If you emailed us before, please do so again. Thanks. Hey, hey, we are looking for a hipstamatic photographer or two to shoot our wedding on September 29th, 2012 in Elizabeth Park and Pond House to follow. We are obsessed with filters and the digital shots hipstamatic provides. We know you can use DSLRs and programs to filter after, but we are specifically looking for the people who shoot with their iPhones. So in addition to our pro photographer... Let me underscore that. So in addition to our pro photographer, we are looking to add one or two others to just shoot the hipstamatic format. The more hipstamatic lenses and filters, the better. If this is something you think you would be interested in, please email us back along with your hipsta insta portfolio links. We are thinking blah, 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 blah. Okay? So that was the moderately viral Craigslist post that started getting dragged around the... arrogant photographer forums.
Yep. And when Keith showed that to me, I'm like, we have to be the ones to do this.
Well, actually, what the chain of events that actually happened was I posted it in our group on Facebook. I moderate a group on Facebook of about 350 photographers. I'm not sure of the number right now, but And the first person, I believe one of the first people to comment was a guy named Matt Hoffman. And Matt was like, I am so there. I totally want to do it. And I'm like, dude, let's just do it. Let's get on it. And I sent an email to the bride. And then the hate wagon kind of started rolling. And we got a couple people calling, you know, the idea dumb and, you know, all this kind of crap that I'm not really excited to repeat, but the bottom line is I was excited, I was enthusiastic to do it, and I was like, this is one of those things where, you know, you like, you get an opportunity to see your favorite band and get behind stage or something. I was literally that excited at the possibility of maybe using our mild amount of clout that comes with a tiny shutter to kind of lay our cards down and say, hey, this is who we are and we want to do it. We've got a fairly significant following with Tiny Shutter, and I think this is going to be a grand thing. I would love to do it. And she got back to me, and it wasn't like right away. So Kate, I know you're listening, but boy, you had me on the edge for a while.
I was crying.
Yeah. It wasn't right away. And when the email came back, this is funny too. There are, you know, stupid things that happen in life and you remember where you are. I was on the couch with my laptop doing some other work, and the email came in, and the first thing I did was text Mark and Matt and let them know that we potentially had the gig. And so that's how it kind of started. And, through different communications with the bride and the crew here at Tiny Shutter, we managed to get ourselves down there. And it was hairy. We were worried about a kid coming along at some point. And
but my boy came early.
And, you know, all the other kind of things that deal with it and scheduling and whatnot.
Isn't that bad? That's the first thing I thought of.
I was like, I hope the kid comes early so I can get down there and hipstamatic photograph that wedding, man.
Because I was going to say, if my boy was not born by that time, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make it. But then my boy came early. And all right. Here's the events. Boy was healthy. Everybody was fine. Everything was great. Whew. Hey, I could go do that wedding now. And yeah. Let me just say that
it's funny too, because that's exactly the series of texts I got.
Oh, Super Stock Mom from the focus group is asking for the date.
Baby,
my boy
birthday.
Was born on the 19th.
So we get the gig, and we're excited about it. And there's you know, there's a plethora of comments on the hate train as far as, you know, dilution of photography and, you know, you put shitty filters on shitty pictures, they're still shitty pictures, and all this kind of BS that comes with it. I can tell you right now that probably two of the pictures that I collected from this wedding were, let's set aside the fact that it was a spectacularly awesome event all around. Just talk about specifically the images. Two of the images that I collected from this wedding were probably ranked up in my top tier of favorite all-time wedding pictures whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they have filters on them. It's not because they are hipstamatic shots. It's not because we answered a Craigslist thing. It's not because the bride and groom were the kick-assest bride and groom on the planet. It's because of all of those things and more. And literally, I mean, some of these pictures, I can honestly sit there and say that the filters add to the moment. Not just the fact that it's a filter, and not just the fact that it was a particular kind of filter, but that kind of baked in thing that you get when you shoot hipstamatic over shooting something else. And so this kind of plays to the bride's point, where you know, you can shoot a regular old ordinary raw shot out of a DSLR and then apply whatever filters you want. But when it's baked in the way it does with hipstamatic, it definitely does add a bit of romance to it, if that makes sense.
It does add that element of emotion to it.
So I'm super enthusiastic and glad to have been a part of it. And for the haters, my personal issue with this is the fact that it doesn't matter whether it's HDR or selective coloring or hipstamatic or Instagram or any of these kinds of things. You know, there's no place, genuinely no place for just straight out hate for no reason. So,
and if I let's just mess with the professional photographers for a bit. Should you worry that your job is in jeopardy because people are not using hipstamatic? Yes, you are. All your jobs are in jeopardy. Everyone's going to lose their jobs, and the hipsters are going to rule the world.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I think it's our job to prove them wrong. Plain and simple.
What do you mean? I was just actually being sarcastic.
No, honestly. Anytime somebody says you can't do that, I look at it as a challenge.
Yeah.
Actually, let me go a step further and tell you that there is a particular photographer, professional photographer, who is, I don't know, maybe may or may not be on board with the whole idea, but he's a kick-ass photographer, and he's one thing that he is considerate of his clients' needs and desires and his clients' overall desire for a particular aesthetic, and that is the professional photographer that shot this particular bride's wedding. The guy was a stand-up professional. He was a great photographer, first of all, right? And on top of that,
you just think that because he had a Nikon.
Okay, you caught me.
I kid. He was.
He is a Nikon really cool shooter too, so that does give him another mark in my book. But you know, here's the thing. I mean, I being in his shoes, I can completely understand a level of concern, right? Because I've been at weddings and been plagued by guests and been plagued by, you know, the Uncle Toms of the industry, right? And we've all been there. I mean, and there's no surprise to that. And here's the bottom line. It's just like, there's just, you have to, it doesn't matter how much that sucks, and it doesn't matter how much you disagree with the bride's aesthetic or the groom's aesthetic or the couple's aesthetic. If they want a particular thing, like, let's just say, for instance, that they didn't hire hipstamatic photographers. They hired you as a professional photographer, and they wanted you to do selective coloring on the roses in the bouquet. And you're like, I freaking hate selective coloring. Well, that's not, you know, I mean, I guess there's an argument to say, okay, well, if the bride wanted selective coloring, she should have hired a photographer that does that, and not me, because I hate it. So I guess there's an argument for that. But there's also an argument for giving your customers what they want and providing it in the best possible manner you can. And so anyway, the professional photographer that was there was great. He was extremely understanding, because at some points I felt like we were probably overstepping our bounds at some points, even though I really kind of wanted to make it a very big priority to not do that. But he was very understanding, and I think that that's not as much about us as it is about the fact that his professionalism and his desire to satisfy the bride and what she wanted. Does that make sense?
Perfectly. I don't think we were overstepping ourselves. I think we were.
No, it was just you. But
okay. You're just saying that because I'm a Canon user. I found that we my lens is bigger
and it's white.
I have to say that I thought we had a great rapport with him, because we were all kind of giving our opinions on different particular moments of the day. Like, we would help him out, he would help us out. I thought it was just a great collaborative team. I'm glad we had such a good rapport with them on such a short notice.
I think it's pretty cool that the bride and groom, you know, they knew what they wanted. They had a very distinct style. And from the few photos that I've seen that you guys have posted, the wedding and the bride and groom definitely had like a 50s kind of rockabilly vibe. And I think nothing brings that out more than the filters in Hipstamatic. It was completely appropriate. And I think that's something that, you know, these haters on the internet are not really thinking about. It fit the style. It fit the look. It was very much appropriate. And it wasn't like they were just asking for friends to come and take pictures with the iPhone. You, Mark and Keith, you both know what you're doing, and the pictures were fantastic.
Kate from the focus group.
Well, before you mention that, Mark, before you mention that, just let me talk to Matt's point real quick.
Sure.
Shit, what was Matt's point?
So Kate from the focus group said that the photographer that photographed her wedding became inspired to use his iPhone more often.
I did. I saw that. So Kate mentioned that he went and shot a concert and mentioned that we had inspired him to use his iPhone more. So that's pretty awesome. And she was excited about the fact that we did get along with him. Oh, and so now I remember Matt's point. So Matt's point is we kind of meshed what we did. So we had a particular vision. You know, as a wedding photographer, I tend to be more of a background wedding photographer. Mark's more of a foreground wedding photographer, and I think that Mark and I kind of blend well when we do shoot weddings together. And I kind of tend to trend more towards photographers like Mark when I shoot weddings. But so our particular aesthetic aside, using the Hipstamatic app to shoot this particular wedding blended and trended so well with the bride and groom, because had you been there, you would just see how so beautifully eclectic the two of them were. It was like when we walked into the bride and groom's pad, it was like sensory overload. There was just so much awesomeness to take in. I mean, and we're in a place where, and so this is the kind of funny thing. So walking in, like, and I don't know, I'm not going to speak for Mark. I'm just going to speak for myself. Walking in a position where I'm ready to do what I do, and then being kind of consumed and captured by the spirit of their place, I can completely see how somebody else, and I know people like this, who would have walked into their house and seen it in, or their home rather, and seen it in disarray. But when I walked in, I was just like, it's just filled with treasures. This is the freaking most amazingly awesome place I have ever been in. It's like there's this and there's that and there's a Yoda. There's like this G-Money Yoda.
Pimping Yoda.
And there's
which,
like,
I photographed.
There's like all this killer furniture, and come to find out the groom actually creates furniture from leftover and spare airplane parts, and the bride is a tap dancer, and they're like this amazingly awesome couple that is like a living chick flick happening in front of your eyes. It's like so awesomely great. I loved it.
It is, and we're selling the movie rights.
Totally doing that.
When walking into their place, it was like,
cut the shit. Mike's on the line now.
What?
The photographer, the mean.
Oh, jeez.
The badass mean photographer is on the line right now.
Holy crap! This is like the most action we've had
awesome.
in our chat channel.
Thanks for showing up, Mike.
But their apartment was just really, really cool.
Damn
it,
Mike.
It had that old, like old early 1960s vibe to it, and I really enjoyed it.
I just remembered we're back into Tiny Shutterland. I wanted to touch on a few points that we touched on Lens Wipe and we hadn't touched on here. Battery life and Hipstamatics screw up with the iPhone 5 and so forth.
Well, let's go into battery life first. I was using my iPhone as though it were a DSLR. And holy crap, did it chew up battery life. That's one thing that you professionals don't have to worry about.
Yeah. So Mark was using a 4S. I had a 5, a 4, and a 3GS. And I don't know what – honest to God, I've never seen this kind of battery chew on ever as far as any of my iPhones go. By the time we got to the bride's place, my iPhone 5 was already down to whatever it was, 60% or whatever. Fortunately, the bride was a iPhone 5 newbie too, and I was able to charge with her thing. The great thing about this is the ingenuity of our co-host, Mark, at the ceremony, when we realized battery life was going to be an issue, he chose to try and charge his phone while using the iPad, and then came up with a great idea that he's going to tell you about right now.
For those of you who listened on with the Lens Wipe just a half hour, 45 minutes ago, you already know, but I used my MacBook Pro tethered to my iPhone to charge my battery on the iPhone. So I carried my Mac Pro in my bag while I was charging.
I have I actually have behind the scenes shots of that I will share with the listeners.
Totally got that?
Yeah, I do. I do have behind the scenes shots of that. Real quick, for our friends in the focus group, do me a favor, Mike and Kate, give me your Instagram username so I can toss them out, please. The other thing I wanted to toss out real quick was the fact that for those of you who don't know, maybe not have paid attention at this point, is Hipstamatic has a bug right now that's not allowing the iPhone 5 to record full resolution images. So your iPhone 5 is limited to the low res 1200 by 1200 images. It's a known bug that they're working on and will probably come out rapidly with a repair for, but just so you know, you're limited to just barely over a megapixel on the images that come out of it. Obviously not a big concern for those of us who are just sharing via Instagram/Facebook, but it's an editing concern, so just so you're aware of it.
I hope they fix that real soon. That I have to worry about it. I don't have the new one yet.
Yeah. So we have the bride is Boogie to the Music, BoogieToTheMusic. The groom is Rock the Sky, and that's obviously a relation to the building airplane furniture. And the professional photographer that shot the wedding is Mike. Nah, forget it. I'm not going to pronounce that.
You might as well spell that.
It's MikeNakhla. Mike, if you want to give me phonetic spelling on that, that would be great. But anyway, it's MikeNakhla. Nakla. And if I get that right, I get bonus points.
I was going to use the bride's Instagram as the today's.
Oh, sweet. That'd be cool.
Instagram of
the week. Let's do that. Let's do this week's post of the week, Mark. Go ahead.
This week's post of the week.
Pick post. Post pick. Post picture.
Post pick of the week. Is Boogie to the Music. She has some great Instagram photos, and in particular the ones of any photo of her photographing the ocean is just awesome. It's just that nice serene look to it, and I know I'm gonna have to pick one.
You're gonna have to pick one, for crying out loud.
I'll save that for the post.
All right.
But I mean, all of her beach photos are awesome. Awesome. So you got to check that out.
Very cool. Let's also actually, I think that since we have done a giant episode with the lens wipe related to the Hipstamatic Photography Wedding 2, I'm going to refer you guys here now and in the show notes to head back to there, because we did a really in-depth discussion about it over there as well.
We didn't repeat it here and there, but we did some more in-depth stuff over there.
Yeah, there was more in-depth and very little repetition. Let's move into focus points. Who's ready for a focus point? Hold on. Everybody settle down. Actually, everybody quiet down for a second. Ferreira, our new guest of the week. What do you got? Yes. Pull it out of your pants, buddy.
Okay.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Whoa, Mark! That's the fastest you've ever been on that machine. Yes! Oh, man, that's the fastest I have ever seen you, Relia. I am so freaking proud of you.
Again, that's the last you'll have it. I'll probably screw it up next time.
Now, focus point is a tip.
Anything at all related to iPhone photography.
Oh, okay. Don't you listen to the show?
Honest to God, Ferreira, don't you listen to the show?
I'm on the spot. All right. I want to say, now this can be an app or anything like that, correct?
Yes. Anything.
Okay. Anything. Well, okay. I mentioned
related to iPhone photography.
And y'all brought it back to my attention.
Whoa. We're all from New England. You got to settle down with that stuff.
Sorry. I've been 8 years in the Carolinas, so it's rubbing off. This app called, Remote Shutter. And you guys were talking about shooting pictures over shoulders and everything. And it so it triggered my memory. And it's an app that can tether two iPhones or an iPad and an iPhone together in order to it'll transmit the image. And you can remotely take the picture of the from the device that is pointed in whichever direction you're sending it. And so I am actually going to go back and get it since I do have two iPhones now. I'm going to give that a thorough review and possibly post something for everybody to check out.
Yeah, please do. Actually, Joseph, if you're prepared and willing, I'll post whatever you have available to tinyshutter.com.
Sure.
Mark, you got anything?
Hipstamatic. Get it.
Awesome. Matt?
Since the iOS 6 update, iTunes U is now available as an app.
It was there before. Sorry, I didn't mean to wreck your focus point, but it was there before.
Well, you just wrecked it. I got nothing.
Well, you can tell everybody about it. It can still be your focus point. It's just not specific to iOS 6.
I for some reason I thought it was.
I'm sorry.
You hurt his feelings.
Damn
now
it.
He'll cry.
Damn it.
Matt, tell us more about this iTunes U.
I got nothing. You're going to have to cut it out.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. iTunes U is awesome. There's a particular series on iTunes U put together by Nat Geo that is behind-the-scenes stories of their photographers, and not just behind-the-scenes stories as much as kind of life lessons slash my life type of stories that are very, very compelling, very, very moving. I believe I used them as a pick of the week or something back on Lenswipe eons ago. It's huge. Just if you don't get iTunes U for any other reason, get it for that. It's awesome.
They also have a cool series from Stanford University on how
Absolutely.
To make iPhone apps.
That's true. Absolutely. And actually, it's funny you say that. They recorded that particular series at Stanford during the same time that Steve Jobs died. So there was a little bit of a memorial involved with that too. But anyway. Sorry, man. I'm totally sorry. I'll just learn to keep my mouth shut.
It's okay.
Let me throw out my focus point here. And my focus point is going to be another repeat. I know I've done a few repeats, but I really kind of want to drill this one in because, my friend, you guys may or may not have heard of him, Mark Sadowski, tossed out a focus point a while back. And his focus point a while back was a app on the iTunes store called Waze.
Oh, yeah.
W-A-Z-E. And when he mentioned it, I blew it off. I'm like, eh, screw it. The iPhone 5 is going to have its own maps, and it's going to have, you know, Siri, and it's going to be like, what the hell do I need some cheesy, half-assed, free GPS service for? Folks, listen to me right now. If you don't have Waze, stop everything. Put this thing on pause and go download Waze. It's free, and it is bar none the best app I have on my iPhone. Period. I love it.
You want to tell them what we did that
I love it.
Saturday?
I love it. I love it to death. You can tell them that after I'm done telling them what happened Sunday. So Sunday, we shot a wedding together in Connecticut on Saturday, a Hipstamatic photography wedding in Connecticut on Saturday. Sunday, I had a wedding up in northern New Hampshire in a place that I'd never heard of or been to, and and I had downloaded this app, so I used it. And it worked flawlessly. It worked flawlessly all the way up into the particular town that I was getting to. And I get to this crossroads, and I'm looking for this particular resort. The Waze app is telling me to go left, and there's a sign for the resort telling me to go right. And the Waze app is telling me that if I go the way it wants me to go, I will arrive there at, let's say, 11:55.
Mm-hmm.
So I decide, screw it. I'm not going to mess around with this crap. I'm early. I'm always early to my weddings, but I'm not going to screw around. I'm taking a right, and I'm going to follow the signs. And I do that, and I end up getting there. Instead of getting there at 11:55, I get there at 12:03, 8 minutes later than Waze would have gotten me there, according to Waze. So I shoot the wedding, and on the way home, I take Waze, and it takes me back the way it would have brought me there, and it's considerably quicker, and the only problem is that there was probably about a quarter of a mile of road that was on the, I would call it, well-groomed dirt road platform. And so yeah. I'm assuming that this is why the resort didn't take me down that particular path, because it is a high-end, high-level resort, and they probably don't want you driving down dirt roads to get there. So Waze would have actually gotten me there. So that's the first point. The second point is, again, if you're still listening and you haven't downloaded it yet, you should probably stop and go download it. The second thing is, so I'm coming back now, and I'm on 93 North, or 93 South, rather, in New Hampshire, and I get a little ding-ding police reported ahead, and then it starts to count down, 2,600 feet, 2,500 feet, 2,000 feet, 15, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, there's a cop right there on the side of the road. One of my fellow Wazers has reported the fact that there's a cop on the side of the road, probably somebody that had just driven by, you know, who knows when. And boom, I know about it. I know about the fact that there's a pothole. I know about the fact that there's slowed down traffic. It is a social app, and it is freaking amazing. So here's the last point. I'm going to make this really quick. I'm sorry. We have bridge construction going on over here at Exit 5 in New Hampshire. And what they're doing is they've rerouted the highway to go onto a temporary bridge while they tear down the old bridge and rebuild a new one, right? So this is something that's fairly new within the past couple weeks, right? Now, if you're from somewhere else and you haven't been here, and you're coming northbound and you get to this particular point, your inclination is to kind of go straight. And if you go straight, you're automatically put on the exit. So it's going to take you off of the highway. Waze already knows, has already learned, because of the fact that it's learning from all of us that are driving, that you need to stay left on the I-93 redirect around exit 5. And it told me that, and I was like, holy crap, this is the best freaking app on the planet. So, honest to God, this app is amazing. I love it, and you should have
downloading
it.
Downloading now.
Yeah, if you do anything that requires you to leave the house,
and link it to your Facebook, so we get more points that way.
Yeah, you get points, and it's like they've socialized it. So you're getting it's like Foursquare for driving. You know what I mean?
I got 2,000 points because the bride and groom are both on it. You're on it. And then I know. I put my wife on it. I'm like, ooh. I made my warrior shield.
Awesome. So yeah, I mean, so they've socialized it and kind of gamified it, but it's great. It's an absolutely awesome app. That's my focus point. Mark, did you want to touch on it, or you all set?
Yeah, we were. I had Waze going while we were driving to the Connecticut wedding, and you had the Siri.
Oh, Siri. Yeah.
We get to a literal crossroad, but Waze is telling us to go one way. Siri is telling us to keep going south. And I was like, you're like, which way do you want to go? I'm like, this thing took me to Vermont and back. We're going with Waze.
Well, that's not what happened. Mark says, what do I do? What do I do? Because Siri's saying do this, and Waze is saying do this. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I want to do? And Mark says, well, you're driving. It's up to you. And I'm like, well, I'm not listening to Siri. With all this iPhone 5 Maps iOS 6 bullshit, I'm going to follow Waze. So that was pretty funny.
It was awesome.
So here, Leo, let's do all the wind down stuff. Yeah, everybody ready?
Let's do it.
All right. TinyShutter.com is going to get you links and information from everything that we mentioned to today's show. Facebook.com/TinyShutter is going to get you to become a fan of ours. We're still waiting on Mr. Sadowski to give us his super secret special, whatever the hell he's talking about, as far as getting out that last code for 645 Pro. I promise I will get on him, and we will get that out to you soon.
Next week.
We also have the bride and groom from our super spectacular Hipstamatic Photography wedding coming on the show very shortly, right, Kate? We have a couple other guests coming on, a guest from an app that we've mentioned before. We also have a guest from a real-life group that has been created around Instagram that will be – he's an organizer of a larger group in one of the major cities out here in the Northeast. He will be coming on the show shortly too. All sorts of great, amazingly awesome, super cool stuff. Listen, you have to get over to Facebook.com and like us, and get over to TinyShutter.com and make sure you bookmarked us, all that kind of fun stuff. And as the dude with the cool voice at the end will tell you, if you head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating, that would be kick-ass as well.
And also, if you have a Twitter account, follow us on Twitter.com/TinyShutter.
You're going to be following Mark, because I didn't even know we had a Twitter account. So.
I just made it recently.
All right. Hey, listen, since I heard him giggle, Joe, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me at Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
And Mark?
You can follow me on casualphotography.net. And since this is a crossover, head over to lenswipe.net and listen to that podcast as well. You could also find it on iTunes.
Matt?
You can find me on Instagram at mhoffmanphoto. And I just want to say that next podcast, I am going to redeem the heck out of my focus point.
Awesome. I can't
Sounds
wait.
Sounds good. And Maud, why don't you tell the world where they can find you?
Oh,
Maud Byrne from the other show.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's a zinger. You'll never hear it.
You'll never hear it. Breaker 1-9. And so real quick, I'd like to also mention our bride, groom, and professional photographer, Boogie to the Music on Instagram, Rock the Sky on Instagram, and Mike Nakla on Instagram. That's MikeNakhla.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. I am Keith_Tharp on Instagram. Do it all. Get over there, and we'll see you next week, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
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 Sweet.
Awesome. Hey, just because we didn't do this, let me...
Mike, thank you very much for showing up, dude. Super excited to have you hang out with us. And honest to God, you didn't hear it. You came in late. But we sat here and talked about you as though you were the coolest guy on the planet.
I think he's gone.
Damn it. Damn it. Goodbye, Mike. Oh, son of a bitch. All right. Well, bye, Mike.
I love this show.
Is everybody gone?
No, we still have 6 viewers left.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, I'll knock out that, and you knock out that, and we'll knock it all out. And if you're still listening to us, Kate, shoot me an email as to when we can schedule you to get on here. Thank you very, 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 very much. Seriously... one of the greatest times I've ever had photographing a wedding.
Awesome.
And I even did one Sunday. And actually, to be honest with you, I did one Sunday. It was pretty kick-ass. So.
This ruined me for all of the weddings.
You ruined me.
It's funny.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I think that's totally rad.
Listen, thank you very much, because I really This is like one of those things, and I don't know, is Grizz still in the group?
I don't know if he's still there. Dude, I meant to say this on the show, but this was, everybody's done this for a while. This has been on my bucket list for a long time. I always wanted to photograph a wedding with my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I mean, so this kind of goes back long ways to, oh, hi, Grizz. This goes back to our show, what, 2-3 months ago when we had Who's He Nutsy on?
Galinas, Jerry.
Jerry
Gionis.
Gionis. And, you know, he talked about, and so he did not photograph a wedding with the iPhone. He photographed it correctly with a DSLR, but then kind of grabbed some snaps and then created an album with just those snaps and got fourth place in the WPPI contest. So if you remember from that show, he specifically mentioned that he strongly advised nobody ever dreaming of photographing a wedding with the iPhone only.
Right. That reminds me, I have an email to make.
Well, you know, so let me say that I have to kind of like completely 100% agree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because while I got some of my most favorite pictures from this wedding, there is a shitload of stuff that I could not get, period, end of story. I just
didn't. Oh, yeah.
I did not have the capabilities. I mean, a lot of my dance photos were bad. A lot of the interior stuff was not good. I was definitely dissatisfied with a lot of the low light stuff that came out of any of the shots I took.
Well, you should have used Camera Plus.
I got a lot of stuff that I was extremely happy with. A lot of the gritty stuff that was low light looked really good, right? But there are just a particular. So let me mention the cake shot that I got, where you can just see the joy and happiness and excitement in the bride and groom, and it worked really well. They were backlit, it was a bright area, it was a great shot, and I really, really loved it. If they weren't in front of that window, I would have had shit. You know what I mean? But had I been able to bring my D700 or something with me, then it wouldn't have mattered where they were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my thing. I think that what Kate did was absolutely an ideal situation. Having somebody there that was a completely understanding individual who was a great, you know, understanding and really there for Kate, not for themselves, you know, because you have those photographers out there that are there for themselves as a, this is going to be bonus material. You have those,
yeah, totally.
You have,
I haven't
those,
played my theme music yet.
You have those photographers that are there for themselves, and then you have those photographers that are there for who they're supposed to be there for, and that's the bride and groom. And Mike was definitely there for the bride and groom. It may have tweaked him to have to deal with you and me, but he didn't let that affect him. He did his job, and he did what the bride wanted him to do. And
bullshit,
he...
I was charming.
So. And break.
Probably a good.
Such a hodgepodge this episode was, honestly.
I should have played this in the beginning.
Oh my god.
Because it was a special episode.
It was a special episode.
Oh, Grizz just got onto Waze. I'm friends with him now.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, yes, I am too. Way to go, oh. Grizz. You just gave me points. Thank you so much.
Well, hold on. How do you get...
you have to hook up with Facebook.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.